sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. Good morning, praise the Lord. Continuation of last message of the testimonies concerning Jesus Christ. We talked about several testimonies. John the Baptist's testimony stand up on the top of all the other testimonies. The man who was sent by God to testify about his son Jesus Christ and his ministry. Prepare the way of the Lord, as Isaiah has prophesied. When we look into the prophecies concerning Christ, the one who called Jesus is Christ is by understanding the prophecies concerning him. The reasons, if you want to logically or theoretically understand and argue and come to the point to say that Jesus is Christ, it can be also done by looking into his birth, his life, his death on the cross and resurrection. All of them were prophetical. Christ or Jesus is a prophetic person who was born with the prophecies. Every prophecy has been fulfilled concerning the person called Christ in Jesus. If someone wants to test, is the Christian saying the truth? Come on, my friends. You want to test Christ? Read the scriptures concerning Christ or concerning Messiah or Messiah. If something fulfilled in that person's life, in here, in Christ Jesus' life, every prophecy concerning him has been fulfilled. If somebody have to challenge that, they really have to get into the Old Testament, the Torah, and the prophets. Then you must see if it has been fulfilled in the life of Christ. Life of Christ has been described by four men, Matthew, Mark, and Luke. All their prophecies, all their descriptions, which they don't know about Jesus before, they were just new, especially Matthew provide a lot of prophetical part of a Messiah, which applies, which comes along with the life and work of Jesus Christ. So you can see the prophecies concerning Messiah has been fulfilled in a man, and that person has to be Messiah. Secondly, we must have faith in God. Thirdly, we must have humility, humbleness, and we will receive grace. And Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, written by Apostle Paul through the Holy Spirit of God, it says that because of faith, by grace, we became the children of God. So in order for us to have the faith, we must have the grace of God in us. And the book of James epistle says, the humble shall receive grace. So first of all, we humble, we repent, and then we receive the grace of God. Now, going into John the Apostle's testimony, repeating the last part I have discussed, that the word of life, Epistle of John chapter 1 verse 1 to 4, the word of life, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim. Concerning the word of life, the life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we have proclaimed to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. So it's a joy of the apostles who write this experience who he had or they had with the Lord Jesus Christ. And John also writes in this epistle, in his gospel, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was God, and Word was with God, and he was with God in the beginning. Through him everything was made which was made, nothing has been made that has been made without him, and in him was life. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in world, the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. Yes, the world was made by the word of God. The word which was Christ, the word which lived in God, the Father, was Jesus. Now what is the word Jesus means? Only it means is the Savior. Amen. Or Joshua. Yeshua means the Savior, the one who saves, praise God. And we call him Messiah. So the angel Gabriel told Mary that he will save his people from sins so that his name will be called Jesus or Yeshua. Amen. In chapter 1, verse 12 of John, Gospel, yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. See, the salvation of our soul happened to be by faith, and faith happens to be in our spiritual rebirth. We will be born again. The Word became flesh, and he made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came through the Father, full of grace and truth, which is Jesus Christ. The Word, the Christ, which was in the Father, he became flesh. He came into the world as a woman's child. Now we have believed in, we have received new life to our spirit for eternity, but we are also given physical body when we will get at the return of Jesus Christ. We will be transformed and will be like him. Now the next part of the testimony about Jesus is the Pharisees, who was a persecutor of Nazarene sect of Jesus followers. His name is Paul, and his original name was Saul in Hebrew, and his name in Greek is Paul. Paul was taken into custody by Roman soldiers and their captains. The reason was an uproar created by the people of his people in Jerusalem. Ananias, the high priest, went down to Caesarea with some of the elders and a lawyer named Tertullus. They brought case against Paul, the apostle, whom was not an apostle before, who was a murderer of Christians, who were capturing Christians from Jerusalem to all the way to, preparing to go to all the way he reached to Damascus, Syria. By the time he reached there, he was struck down by the light from heaven, and he heard a voice, "Saul, Saul, why art thou persecuting me?" Then he said, "Who are you, Lord?" He's the voice from heaven, flashing light, big light on him, said, and all the people around him, that I am Jesus of Nazareth you are persecuting. So, and Paul became transformed after that. There is information about that in the Acts, book of Acts chapter 9. Now he is under arrest and he is being brought against that he is doing things against the religion of Judaism, and he was brought into custody. So they claimed a man of trouble, make a troublemaker and stirring up riots in front of, they claimed this in front of Felix the governor. They said the Jew, all over the world he is causing trouble. He's a ringleader of the Nazarene sect and even tried to desecrate the temple. You can read that in Acts chapter 24, verse 1. But Paul came to Jerusalem to see the church leaders, such as James and the other apostles and elders. With the advice of James and other brothers, other elders, he went to the temple after purification of himself, the men with him. This was a purification custom as per the Old Testament law, which was initiated by the elders of the church, that Paul must do it so that they will not accuse him of working against the religion. When the 7 days, the purification was nearly over, and he was caught by some of his people at the temple and seized him and tried to accuse him of trying to desecrate the temple and bringing Greeks into the temple. So Paul's defense, we can hear his defense in Acts chapter 26. He stood and talked to them what he was doing, what his faith was. Amen. And he tried to defend concerning the arrest they have brought on him. And he was standing before King Agrippa. In this chapter, he said to King Agrippa, then Agrippa said to Paul, you have permission to speak. So Paul motioned with his hand and began his defense. King Agrippa, I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today as I make my defense. Accusations which is brought against me, and everyone of my people in Israel know how long I have been a Pharisee and how much I have been very strict about our religion and as a Pharisee. Now he testifies what happened to him. He said in verse 13, about noon, O king, I was on the road. I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads, or goads, in other words, called thorns. So Paul is defending here, saying he himself was a Pharisee. He was zealous for his religion, but he was opposing the Nazarene sect, which was the sect of people who followed Jesus. So he wanted to stop them and also want to bring them to justice according to the laws bring to them. But as I was going to do that, I was caught by this light. Praise God. And he says, continuation of his testimony, he said that the voice from heaven told him, he is Jesus, whom you persecute. The Lord replied to him. And he was commanded now to get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen, of me and what I will show you. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So God Jesus appeared to Paul on his way. Now he says, this is my testimony. I have seen the resurrected Jesus Christ. He was breathing murderous threat against Lord's disciples. And he was on the way to Damascus, that he went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that he might take them as prisoners to Jerusalem. As he heard neared Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? See, this is on testimony from a person who was a Pharisee, who was opposing and not accepting the Jesus sect. The Jesus sect was not accepted at the time. Praise the Lord. And Paul, even who was not accepting Christ, have finally had to come to understand that Jesus is Christ. He started preaching in synagogues. Amen. Paul was preaching in synagogues and Damascus and every place he was, that Jesus is Christ. So he had went through several persecutions, and he was beaten. He was sent out from Antioch to preach the gospel by the church in Antioch. Amen. So this is his, Paul was sure he accepted the apostles. He went to the elders to meet, consider Peter, and addressed him. Council, he was in the council of Jerusalem one time. Praise the Lord. He was on a trip to preach the gospel in the Asia Minor area. So Paul the apostle, he was called by God, by Jesus, to be an apostle. And he was trained, he was prayed on by Ananias, a disciple, and when he received his sight, which was lost at the time when he was struck by the light from heaven. In the book of Acts chapter 13, Barnabas and Saul send off. We have seen Paul's testimony that sometime he spent 3 years in Arabia in prayer, and he prayed and waited upon the Lord. I received visions, and he heard the words of God, spent time in prayer in seeking God. And we see that finally he come to the Church of Antioch. In the Church of Antioch, there were prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, and they were worshiping the Lord and fasting and praying. The Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." So after they had fasted and prayed, this is how Paul has been ordained or sent out or appointed to preach the gospel. They prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. Praise God. So they traveled different cities and islands. The two of them set on their way by the Holy Spirit, went down to Seleucia and sailed from there to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the Jewish synagogues. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we are talking about Apostle Paul, who one time did not believe in Jesus. He has been in the ministry, and finally when he arrived Jerusalem, he got arrested because they misunderstand him. They misunderstand him. In Acts chapter 23, we see that he has been standing in front of Sanhedrin. Chapter 23, verse 1, amen. It says that Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin and said, "My brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience. To this day, at this the high priest Ananias ordered those who standing near him to strike him on the mouth." You see, Paul was only trying to defend and testify. Then Paul said to him, "God will strike you, you whitewashed wall. You sit there to judge me according to the law." This made a violation of the law that Paul spoke against the high priest. Then Paul replied, he said, "Brothers, I did not realize he was the high priest, for it was that written, 'Not speak evil about your ruler.'" Now we see what is happening is Paul, who became an apostle for the ministry of Jesus Christ, he says, "My brothers," he spoke to the Sanhedrin, "I am a Pharisee, the son of a Pharisee. I stand on trial because of my hope in resurrection of the dead." Amen. That Paul believed that there is a resurrection of the dead. Those who received eternal life, they will be receiving eternal life. Now Paul received this from, hallelujah, amen, they were accusing him. And then he went to stand before Felix. In the Felix's court, while he was standing, there was accusation brought against him. Amen. There was written in the 24th chapter of Acts, 5 days later, high priest Ananias went down to Caesarea with some of the elders and a lawyer named Tertullus. And they brought their charges against Paul before the governor. When Paul was called in, Tertullus presented his case before Felix. Amen. Now we have found this man to be a troublemaker, stirring up riots among the Jews all over the world. He is a ringleader of Nazarene sect and even tried to discredit the temple. Now, Paul here also addressed it to the King Agrippa, praise the Lord, Festus, amen. After that, he was being chained, praise the Lord. In chapter 26 of Acts and verse 13, he is testifying to King Agrippa. Here he says, "About noontime, O king, I was on the road. I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, 'Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?'" Amen. "When he asked, 'Who are you, Lord?' said, 'I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.'" You see, Paul has been transformed. Here, this is the testimony of Paul. So we have several testimonies praise the Lord. We brought up the testimony of Apostle John. We brought up the testimony of Peter. We brought up the testimony of John the Baptist. Amen. We brought up the prophecies concerning Jesus Christ, who has been appointed by God, his Father. Amen. Jesus has been fulfilling the commands of the Father. Jesus has been born as the prophecies concerning all written by the prophets. Now we have several testimonies. These testimonies tell us Jesus is the Son of God, that we must believe in him, that we must receive eternal life through believing in him. Amen. May the Lord bless us and keep you well in understanding the scripture and living according to the word of God. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Before the great unknown, I won't fear what lies ahead.